Good to have you back here. We need to focus on some other stories besides what happened in Texas, but we'll keep you up to date on that as more information comes out. Grover Norquist, the president of Americans for Tax Reform, a taxpayer advocacy group, by the way, that he founded back in 1985 at the request of a man by the name of Ronald Wilson Reagan. You might have heard of him. Grover, welcome back.
Good to be with you.
All right. IRS files stolen a year ago. For those that don't remember, because maybe a couple of things have gone on in the last year that distracted them, or two or three, what is it? Why is it important?
Well, 1 year ago, it was announced by a left-wing group called ProPublica that they had received stolen material from the IRS. Unclear whether an IRS agent stole it and gave it to them, or they stole it somehow. Thousands of tax returns and audits, okay? So this was from inside the IRS. So it's almost certainly was stolen by somebody in the IRS and sold or given to ProPublica. 15 years of it in a row. So this is not something where you went into somebody's house and stole their tax returns that they had in the filing cabinet, you know, thousands right. and thousands of times and break-ins in the house. This came from one central area and from inside the IRS. So they announced it, the same day that the Democrats were having a hearing on why we should raise taxes and have all sorts of new requirements about paperwork you send in because the impression was that somehow these people are not paying their taxes, in point of fact, or they're not being audited. Since what they stole were audits, it's kind of a dumb argument, but also nobody found anything untoward in any of that stuff. You just heard that it was stolen, and then liberals would say, this is what it says, but it's not. So that was coordinated with Senate Democrats. So here you have somebody in the IRS stealing. It's a five-year go-to-jail crime to look at, steal, take away, share with somebody else anyone's personal
That's right.
Tax returns, right?
That's right.
We give up a lot of our privacy when we pay our taxes, but only one person is supposed to look at it and just make sure your numbers are right, not pass it around to your people who hate you.
Exactly. There's a reason for the privacy, because IRS records are a weapon, right? I mean, we figured that out. You use tax returns as a weapon politically, personally, and for a variety of reasons. That's why they're so... Well, they're supposed to be kept confidential, right?
Yes, they are. And that's why we have laws that way. And during the Clinton administration, they were caught auditing, discriminating against conservative groups. They audited Heritage and the NRA and all sorts of conservative groups. And I was on a commission that was put together by Congress. They were outraged about what the IRS was doing then. And I asked the head of the IRS, who testified before our little commission, and I said, I talked to my left-wing friends. None of them are being audited. I talked to conservatives, and here's the list of people who are. Why are you discriminating this way? We're not. We have this algorithm. It's very fair and nonpartisan. I said, great, show it to us. It's a secret.
Of course it is. Yeah, it's a secret.
So it's been a year. For a year, the leadership of the IRS – has told Congress when they get hauled up to report on what are you doing with everybody's money and stuff. It's, we're working on this. It's being investigated. Well, how much? And I'll give you a date when we'll have more information. They're now not telling you even who's investigating. Somebody's investigating it, and it's a secret. And it'd be improper.
Do you think it's really being investigated, or it's just being – militarized, weaponized. Well, what do you think?
Okay. The way they structure this and to protect the data, they know exactly everybody who looks at these things. They know who opens it up. They know who moves files around. They almost certainly know. They either know for sure, or they know that if they just press this button, they could figure it out. So they have decided not to tell people. And the head of the IRS that said, actually, I think it's really not in the department's interest to share that information now. Not in our interest.
Yeah.
It's in the country's interest.
It's in my personal interest. Yeah, it's in my interest. I'd certainly like to know these things, but You know, it's remarkable how every agency, it seems to me, Grover Norquist here, it seems to me, Grover, that every agency that's supposed to, they're out of their lane, first of all, when you've got, you know, the Treasury Secretary talking about abortion and you've got, oh, they're out of their lane everywhere. Everything's been weaponized. Everything's been turned against. It's the whole government has been turned on its head, hasn't it?
Yeah, they view it as a weapon of the party. The ruling party is going to use the state to batter down people it doesn't like. That's why they wanted to set up that Ministry of Truth, so that they could have the government announce that everybody who they disagreed with them was lying. And then we have to do something about liars, too, then, don't you? So it's really scary. And this is an IRS that Biden wants to give another – without even coming up in a year with anything in this quote-unquote investigation, which, again, obviously – you could figure this out, anybody who knows how to go through computers. And it's set up to make sure that if you go look at your ex-wife's tax returns, that that shows up and you can lose your job. Several hundred people in the IRS have lost their jobs as a result of stealing
stuff. As they should.
Or even just looking at it. Yeah, right.
And as they should.
That they shouldn't have that kind of access. They've been working from home, by the way, for the last 2 years. About half have been working from home all the time, and another half, you know, another quarter, much of the time. So who's in the office? This is why when you call.
Who's in the office? Just a guy looking through a few files, Grover. He's just going through a few files.
Right.
Now, don't worry about it. He's just tidying up. That's all. Anyhow, Grover Norquist, President of Americans for Tax Reform. We're just tidying up. That's all. Thank you for being here and bringing this to our attention, because with so much going on, we lose track of a lot of things, don't we?
We do. It's been a year, and they haven't found it yet.
There you go. All right, Grover, thank you so much. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
There you have it. It's the Steve Gruber Show.